There are many worlds in the multiverse. Some, like Kyrian, are islands alone, uninvolved with the greater struggles of the planes. Some places, like Sigil, are awash with the conflicts that rage across them from upper to lower. Wars between angels and fiends, or demons and devils, playing out in the streets. Others, like Tal'Dorei or Faerûn, are worlds of adventure and magic, where the darkest deeds and the greatest heroism lie side by side. But all have the same thing in common. They are worlds of adventure and daring. Join us now as we experience the strife and danger of the multiverse in D&D 5th edition.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Dungeons & Dragons Descent into Avernus, chapter 1. Apparently this is episode 586 of the Cult of Tea and Dice, which, wow, yep. just wow. I am Bloodied, I will be your DM for this evening, and joining me we have players. Going along the video bar that I can see, we will start with Il Porcupino. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Il Porcupino, and I am playing Adelaide Crane.
And also we have a Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Guariel.
We have a Locus Centaurus.
I'm Locus Centaurus, and I will be playing Emberhide, who is a tabaxi monk.
And we have an Archive.
Hello, I'm Archive, and I'm going to be playing Mary Brightwood.
Okay, and lastly, but certainly not leastly, we have a Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Salik.
Okay, so, just for a refresher for the folks at home, and totally not for the rest of us, what happened last time?
I've got surprisingly copious notes.
I made 3 notes. I played cards and cheated.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost sang her song,
and it was the one.
But it wasn't.
It was a different song.
It was a different one. Yeah.
It was all about Elturel.
Yes, it was about Elturel.
Not sus at all.
Mm.
And the barman was pretty shaken up about the whole thing. And we were chatting, and then the people that were coming after Tarina came in, and we had an encounter with them.
Yes,
so we all had to remember how to do combat in D&D.
Yep. You did very well.
We did all right.
Salik fell over twice, but that's fine. He got back up again.
Yeah, I had help.
Yes.
I helped someone.
Yay.
Thank you for the hard help.
I should really take notes on people's race and class. Because I'm having trouble remembering who's who.
Yeah, I will say this. I have actually got a little Word file that I'm writing notes in, and the top part of it is your names, your characters' names, your yep. characters' races and classes.
I got that too.
I've got my Word file.
Very helpful.
Navigation pane, so I can find all my spells copied into it.
Mm-hmm.
Labeled.
I've got a list of poisons.
Right.
But I also have my actual game notes, which have flowers on.
Oh. I can't remember what labels classes. I believe you're human.
I'm a halfling. Nope. I'm a stabby halfling.
She's totally a rogue, yo.
I'm a rogue.
Yeah. We do not have any humans in this.
We have party. Done the same thing we always do, which is fuck the humans, fuck them right off.
I mean, in D&D lore what they are good at.
Yeah. I mean,
I played a human last time, I think.
Did you?
What a shake up.
I don't think you did. Wasn't last time when we were all playing the animal companions?
Oh yeah, the time before I played a human.
I think the last time Von ran a game, I was a human monk, but I can't remember.
It was when the duck ran a game, I was a human.
Right, so it's a while ago then.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
That's a few years, yeah.
A while.
So Hardwick, Salik is a...
Is a howling barbarian.
Howling barbarian. And Miri is a...
half-elf cleric.
Half-elf cleric. Can't remember if we know which god you're a cleric of.
Not yet.
I don't think anyone's asked.
Alrighty then. I don't have that information yet. Cool. I now have that section that everyone else has at the top of their notes.
Hooray!
I mean, she does have a probably not particularly subtle religious necklace. As in, you know, she's not waving it around all the time, but she is wearing it. So if you pay attention and know something about gods, you could probably work it out very quickly.
I mean, my religion is plus one and I'm a monk. A researcher.
Yeah,
okay. That.
She's in which case, she's a cleric of Lathander.
And I'm from the Feywild and don't give a fuck. Oh, she's got a gaudy necklace. Hooray.
I'm covered in spikes.
So basically, yeah, we had a fight as well.
You beat up some pirates.
You did some cheating at cards, and then this woman's enemies / previous friends turned up, and they were like, "Ew, we're gonna strong arm you and chop you up because you fucked us over." And we went, "Actually, no, we've got to keep her alive so we can have some information out of her." "Oh, well, we're going to chop you up too, then." And our response was something along the lines of, "Not if we chop you up first, fucko." And then we proceeded to chop them up. Which we actually did quite well.
I think in a number of cases, it was basically delete, 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 delete. Oh, yes, you were the last one.
The main guy was...
He had a shit ton of hit points.
Not by the end.
By the end he had none and he was dead. Yeah. So.
He really had a lot of hit points.
He did.
It was a lot.
It was.
But we kind of did our jobs. People were damage dealing. I was tanking. People were throwing poison at people. It was great. And then towards the end... the lady in question, whose name is escaping me at the moment, but I'm sure she's about here somewhere.
Tarina.
That's the one. Tarina stabbed the captain in the face and he dropped dead. And she was like, "Right, okay, well, you've helped me out with my problem. Your problem was that you wanted some dead cultists, right? Well, 7 blocks northwest of here is a bathhouse with a garden and nymphs, the secret doors to a dungeon below." And then we all leveled up.
Yes. Has everyone successfully leveled up to level 2?
Yep.
Yes.
Pretty easy for me.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Anything you need help with, Hardwick?
No, it's just a matter of kind of changing my sheet.
Okay.
So.
I got real lucky. I got max hit points for this level.
Nice. Mm, cool.
I am considerably more tankier.
One question is, obviously we took some damage in that fight. Does leveling up do anything to help with that?
I mean, I think probably you'd be counted as having a short rest. I assume you are not in character going to march straight round from the tavern this bathhouse.
If anybody suggests Guario will be suggesting, "How about we sit down for an hour and then go? Or you know, go tomorrow."
We need to pick up a reward as well from the Zodge.
Ah, well, no, you get the reward from Zodge after the cultists are dead.
Oh.
He did specify it was after, basically, after it's been a week and there's no attacks, he will accept that they are dead and you will get paid the remaining 125 each.
Yeah, so we've got a week.
Yeah.
We have to kill the cultists first.
Yeah, you have to get rid of the cult first.
Well, yes, but, I mean, what I'm trying to say is heading there right now directly after a fight is a bad idea. So why don't we at least take a little break and if not have... What time of day is it?
That is a good question. I would say it's probably sometime mid-afternoon.
So, we could have a little rest and then go sort of in the evening. Now, these are the sort of cultists that I suggest like doing their business at night. So, are they likely to be at their hideout at night, or are they likely to be out murdering people at night? I don't know.
We could definitely scout the bathhouse and get more information. if nothing else.
Let's have a little rest first. Maybe get a meal in this establishment, and then go.
In terms of how much pain we're in, just to establish that, because obviously we've gained in bodily health. So is the amount of health we currently have the same as before we did that, or is the amount we've lost the same as before we did that?
I would say the amount you've lost is the same.
That's a lot better, because otherwise I'm on 4 hit points, and that's a little concerning.
When you gain permanent hit points, you gain that many current hit points as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, if we take a short rest, we can also spend some of our hit dice on healing. And also, if you want to go around and touch us up, because do you have a healing cantrip?
No, there isn't a healing cantrip.
Oh. Well, in that case, hit dice it is.
Yeah. And I don't have many spell slots, so.
Well, no, because you're level 2.
Yes.
Cool. Do any of dead pirate guys look like they've got anything shiny about them?
Not really, no. They've got their weapons, which are basically centaurs.
Have any ash on them?
Probably like a... Maybe like a total of about maybe... Between them all, well, I'd say like 5 gold. Not much.
One each?
You know, they were here on business. Yeah, you can have a gold each. Why not?
I would like to check them for like potential... come on, Brian. Do the words. Paraphernalia is the closest synonym I'm going to get. Do they have anything that might tie them to the cultists?
Not that you can see. None of them are bearing any religious symbols of any particular kind.
Okie doke.
Jewelry, in the earrings, rings.
I mean, there's some jewelry. I mean, if you want to nick their jewelry, you can do.
I will pocket anything I can sell.
Okay. I will say that you probably got yourself two golds worth of jewellery there.
Excellent.
Righto.
Good heavens.
At this point, I am going to spend some hit dice on healing. Because that last blow fucked me up. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
You rather fucked him up as well, to be fair.
Back to full.
Who has golds on this character sheet?
Down in equipment. It's the little chevrons on the left-hand side.
I think it's like the third one down, because there's like platinum and something else.
Oh, yeah.
Electrum. But most people just do gold. Because it's easier to keep track of that way.
Yep. I've also used the hit dice, and I'm now healthy and happy.
Okay.
Hurrah.
Stop assailing me. Why are you attacking me?
The number of times I've had to edit that exact sentence out is quite shocking.
It's welcome to my life. I am my cat's bitch.
That's going in the trigger warnings.
I mean, anyone who owns a cat will probably just empathize.
Mm. Yeah, they'll probably understand.
Yeah. Anyway. So you take a breather, you asset strip these corpses.
Stack them neatly in a corner.
Yes, Alan the bartender has a couple of his
souls.
That's very kind of you. Alan the bartender has a couple of guys come and remove the corpses. He thanks you for not damaging the furnishings too much.
I'm terribly sorry about your table. It was necessary to drop it on.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's a fairly solid table.
That's why I dropped it on them. Oh, I'll take a plate of whatever food you've got. And then Gwariel's just going to sit down and eat dinner while everybody else is looting a corpse. He'll pocket the one gold that is his share, and then just sort of sit there eating and feeding Cryocon.
Yeah,
you have a nice pie.
Cool.
I'll give her up my darts as well.
It's got pilchards in it.
Less interested, but actually am cat, so I guess I for me too.
Right. Guariel eats all of the crust. Cryocon gets the pilchards.
Cryocon is happy leggy wolf.
I'm sure he is. Guariel, meanwhile, is like, well, I suppose a crust is better than nothing.
It's good pastry.
Good. Oh, got two versions of my character sheet, and I've put the stuff on the wrong one. Never mind. I should probably write down that I've got a healer's kit and some ball bearings. Oh, okay. I already have.
I need you to get off there now.
So,
get fur off the book.
At that point, I assume after an hour or so, we're ready to go?
I believe so, yeah. Anyone else wanted to do anything at the tavern, or...?
I gathered my needles before the bodies are taken, so I get half my ammo back.
Yep, no, that's fair.
So I have a question. How do we intend to approach this bathhouse?
Depending on what's nearby, we could stake the place out somewhat.
I can have a look around.
We know there's supposed to be a secret door into the dungeon. We're probably going to have to do some searching to find that.
I'm not too bad at investigating things, I don't think. Who does investigate on this thing? Well, it's an actual skill, right?
It is a skill, yes.
Yeah.
It's a skill that Guariel is shit at.
I have a +1 in it, which is not terrible at level 2.
Well, could we not visit the bathhouse as customers?
I don't know.
Have a look around. I certainly could.
Well, why don't
we? Is it one of these invite-only places?
There is a slight problem with your plan. It's
only quite a long time to get this armor off.
That's the problem with the plan. If we visit the bathhouse, we will be naked and surrounded by cultists.
Yes, that's great. Let's go.
But is it a public? It's a public bathhouse.
It is open to the public, as far as you are aware.
So we can certainly scout the place, the building out, and the layout out.
Potentially, yes. Let's just head over there and see what we see first, maybe.
Okay.
I guess we head off.
Yeah.
So you make your way to the bathhouse. You come across it fairly easily. It is a one-story stuccoed building with stained glass windows and clay roof tiles. 10-foot-tall walls enclose a large courtyard outside the southeast corner of the building. The closed wooden doors to the courtyard are engraved with images of smiling nymphs dancing and frolicking in water.
Well,
it looks very cheerful.
The garden is supposedly where the secret door is.
Oh, I love a garden.
I think.
Not sure we got anything that detailed.
7 blocks northwest is a bathhouse with a garden and nymphs. Secret doors to dungeons below. So maybe the...
So my note for the information was there's a bathhouse with lots of known cultists coming and going. There's probably a secret door in there.
Fair enough.
Didn't get a bathhouse. I just got walled garden. So between us...
We sort of got the answer.
Actually, yeah, between you, you have basically got everything she said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Teamwork.
I mean...
So does anyone want to look in the garden?
Yeah, can I look over the wall?
I mean...
Can you look over the wall?
It's 10 foot tall.
If you give me 10 minutes, can somebody help me off with this armor?
Sure.
What for?
I'll show you in 10 minutes time once we've got the armor off.
Are we on like a main road? Is there lots of passers-by? Is there a quieter bit of the wall we can go to so we're not like peeking into a bathhouse?
The entrance is on a through fair. It's not busy, but there are sort of people coming and going. It's sort of early, late afternoon-ish now, so there are people sort of winding down, heading home from their day's work, or those working nights heading out. Just people. There are people around.
Okay. Is there a more discreet location for us to be, that we could be?
You could sort of go around the side. That's sort of, you won't be, you know, on the main sort of through fare at that point.
Yeah.
That sounds sensible.
Yeah, we can scuttle down the sides and just keep an eye out, and then I can probably climb up and have a peek over the wall.
Give me one moment. Armor. Getting into and out of armor. Where is that? It says it's on this page, but it isn't. It lied to me. Definitely should be on this page. Hang on. Sorry. I'm trying to work out.
Doff Don time. To take off heavy armor takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
And putting it on takes 10 minutes.
Okay. So, how long does it take to put on light armor?
1 minute.
Okay. So, if you give me 6 minutes, I can look over the wall for us in without us needing to risk climbing it or anything.
How tall is the tallest person here?
That's possibly me. At about 6 foot something.
Yeah, I think it's you.
I'm getting changed.
I volunteered to help.
Good.
Well, I'm doing numbers and thinking, well, you're 6 foot something, I'm 3 foot something. If you were to pick me up and hold me up.
While they're having this conversation, there's like a clanking sound as armor is coming off and going into a big bag, and other armor is coming out and going on at the same time. So I'm slowly changing from a 4 foot tall, exceedingly spiky man in black metal armor into a 4 foot tall man wearing black studded leather armor instead.
Salik will just look at his wings and go, "Nah."
Yes.
Whatever.
That is the point. I can't fly in metal. I can in leather.
Cool.
After 6 minutes, then, assuming nobody interrupts me, I will be clad in my leather armor, lowering my armor class by a whole 2. And then
so I'm guessing Salik doesn't wait till 30 seconds beforehand and then just fly up there.
I mean...
Oh, you're ready. All right, bye.
I mean, you can also do it.
I mean, if...
assuming you're one of the Owlin who can fly, because some of them can't.
Well, it doesn't...
Do you have really a flying speed?
It does say that your flight is equal to your speed if you're not in medium or heavy armor.
Which is why I'm changing.
And Salik's a barbarian, so doesn't wear armor.
Yeah. So you can also do this. If you set off before I finish taking the metal armor off, I will gladly put the metal armor back on.
If Vampahide wants to give me a boost, I'll have a peek over the wall.
I'm helping him change.
Oh, okay.
He asked for a hand.
You holding up a cloth or something?
Something like that.
No, I suspect I'm holding bits of metal.
Yeah.
Exchanging shit. Come on, we've all dealt with actual metal armor. It's a right pain in the ass.
Honestly, if Salik sets off, I will immediately stop and start putting the leather on. But I'm assuming that Salik's... Because Salik is huge compared to me. So I'm just assuming Salik's too heavy to fly.
Is he? What size is Salik?
3'2".
Oh, right. Well, in that case... Salik is tiny, but doesn't seem to be flying yet, so I continue working because I assume they can't be bothered.
Salik's just going to lose patience and going, what is this clothes-changing business? And just, like, head off.
The moment Salik sets off, I stop what I'm doing and I start putting the studded leather armour back in the bag and putting the metal back on.
And I'm just going to continue helping.
Okay.
I mean, how tall is Ladle again?
I'm like 3 feet tall.
3 feet.
Yes.
Since heights are becoming important, I'm putting that on your characters as well.
He does then come back and go,
good plan.
What am I looking for?
If you could look over the wall and tell us what's in the garden, and if you see, I don't know, some obvious cultists going into a nymph or something, that would be really helpful, yes.
I see. Okay. I'll go take a look.
Okay.
How tall is Miri? What's the time for doing this?
5 foot something.
Huh?
5 foot something. Okay. Sorry, bloody carry on.
No, it's fine. So, Salik, you sort of float yourself to. I'm assuming you're sort of poking your head over. You're not just like ascending like a fucking biblically accurate angel.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and, you know, try and be a bit subtle. Stealthy. Okay. Not just go land on the top of the wall and go, ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Be okay, not afraid, so, motherfucker.
Be more afraid. This L-shaped courtyard, you see the courtyard. So this L-shaped courtyard features a trimmed lawn and nicely manicured shrubbery. The yard is decorated with white marble benches and stone fountains, each in the form of a smiling nymph dipping a jug that spills water into a circular stone basin. So you can see to your right, no, your left, the gate, the main gates. They don't seem to be barred or shut or anything, so you could, in theory, have just gone in through the gates. And sort of in front of you are some doors leading into the one-story building, which you would assume are the baths.
And there's no one in the garden?
There's no one currently in the courtyard, no.
Okay. I shall go down and report.
Excellent.
The gates open round the side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go through the gate. That makes so much more sense.
Can I, like, kind of scout around the perimeter and just see if there's any other way in? Like, from the outside that's noticeable?
Yep, you can have a look. Yeah.
Where's Goodzin?
Yep, there is just the one entrance.
In just addition to the one into the courtyard, or that is the one?
So, well, So the front gate out on the main road is the only one into the courtyard. And then also into the courtyard is the actual building where you assume the baths themselves are.
Okay.
So the courtyard's out the front of the building?
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of like an L shape around like that. Tell you what, I will give you a map. Please ignore most of it.
Fair.
They don't give me one that's just the... Actually, you know what? No. I'll tell a lie. Give me a couple of moments, and I will give you something that is less spoilery. Okay. And then if I put...
Oh, jeez.
No, no, Bongo Cat, get out of the way.
No, oh, jeez.
No, scream.
Sorry, I've just been looking over my character sheet. Cause
oh, I can actually screenshot this.
It's also calculated. So there's a whole thing where my acrobatics is +6. Fine. Nice. I get that. Going down the list, I'm like, what might be useful in the next couple of minutes? Investigation, perception.
Mm-hmm.
Perception's +3. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sleight of hand +4.
Mm-hmm.
Stealth is +6 for some reason.
Nice.
I was not fifth expecting dex based that.
And you're a dex character.
Yeah. It's like my athletics. My athletics is +5 because, I'm a strength-based character.
Right.
God, yeah. Please. But yeah, I have posted in the message board. That is basically the layout, as you can see it, of the bathhouse. So that, the L-shaped bit there, that is the courtyard. And then those doors there. I'm not sure why I'm gesturing because you can't see it. It leads into the bathhouse building, the main building.
Cool.
This thing has a built-in screen capture to message bit. This is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Zoom.
Yep. So then, it looks like we've got to go in through the garden, but maybe we go in through the garden and give those fountains a once-over.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
We're probably going to start looking suspicious at some point, so it might be worth maybe someone going in and acting like they want to use the barbs and then others have a look around.
I mean, if you want to look like a rich lady coming for a bath, I can go in as your bodyguard because I'm your bodyguard, which gives us 2 people on the inside. Or we could send a single person in, I don't know. Do clerics bless bathhouses?
Sometimes, when we're dirty.
Do you want to go and give the bathhouse a blessing?
Oh, Oh, do they bless them? Maybe, I don't know. We don't at home, but I don't know what they do in the big city.
I'm sure they're not going to say no.
Well, they are, because they're all cultists, but that's not the point, is it?
This is somewhere where lone cultists go. They're not all cultists.
Well, are they?
Gwariel is getting increasingly confused by what the hell is going on. It's like, you know, in the Feywild, by now, I'd be fighting some kind of rainbow dragon. It'd be fine. I'd know what I was doing. This lot, I have no clue what these people want to do.
Well, if we just go in there and start looking, maybe we'll find something.
Let's go.
So, let's go.
We all head off en masse.
Okay.
Because you know what? Subtlety is not our strong point.
It's as described. There's nicely trimmed lawns, manicured shrubbery. There's white marble benches and stone fountains with nymphs. Those are the little round things on the picture.
I'm going to look at the nymphs because I'm a nerd.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the nymphs because I think they're a secret door.
Okay. You can make me a perception check.
18.
You cannot see any kind of mechanism to these things. As best you can tell, they are literally just sculpture.
Gwariel is carefully checking the statuary. At one point, you do see him like pressing a nipple or trying to twist a nose, but eventually he turns around and goes, I don't think these are the way in.
And 11 isn't going to get me anything. Actually, can I make some sort of check to determine what background they're from? Or are they just generic number 33 from the catalogue?
I mean, they don't seem to have any specific markings on them, designating them to be any particular pantheon or anything like that. I mean, nymphs don't really have a pantheon insofar as other than they are, you know, they are a thing that exists in the Feywild.
Oh, yes. They exist in the Feyworld.
Yeah. Admittedly, outside of the Feyworld, people's understanding of them isn't as good, unless they're like some kind of scholar who studies the Feywild. And even then, some things just don't translate between planes.
I can tell you for a fact that they don't tend to go around pouring unlimited ewers of water into bowls for no good reason. Normally, it's
that
blood.
That implies the blood, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling the need for that bath already.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're not secret doors, so it must be inside.
Okay. I'm going to bimble round to the main entrance then, and have a look and see if there's some kind of counter or...
Okay. So you go in...
And use them. Yeah,
you go in through the doors. The walls of this 20-foot-high pillared chamber are adorned with frescoes of bathing royalty. Natural light streams through stained glass windows, creating colourful patterns on the tiles of polished blue marble that cover the floor. Three shallow sunken pools contain scintillating perfume-scented water. White marble benches bearing stacks of dry towels situated near the pools, each of which is accompanied by a pair of brass faucets.
In floor baths.
Yes. Nice. So you're in, as you see in the seating, they're in three separate large baths. One of them is currently occupied by three humans, you'd say, I guess. They're just chatting amongst themselves. They don't look suspicious particularly.
Okay.
Is there any sign of how you're supposed to interact with this establishment? Or is it just strip down and get in?
There doesn't seem to be any staff out in this main area. You do notice towards the end there are sort of doors either side on the far end.
Yes, while we're waiting, does somebody else want to do something?
I'd like to go and check out the doors at the back.
Okay. Yeah, there's one to the south and... Loka's back.
Hi.
Hello, we lost you there mid-sentence.
Yeah, everything just sort of froze and then I clicked OK on the thing that came up and it just died.
Oh, okay.
Hooray.
Spectacular software there. What was I saying?
I don't know. What were you saying?
I think you and Laidl are about to go and check out a a door.
The doors. Yeah.
I was just saying, yeah, Amberhide is just going to very honestly go and try and find the staff.
Well, yeah, so...
He's under the impression this is supposed to be like a business. So someone must be taking money in exchange for baths.
You would think. There's a door at the far end. There's a door to the north and a door to the south.
I'll go north.
Right. Okay, you go north. Okay, my headphones died temporarily there, so I missed about the last 10, 15 seconds.
It was mostly silence because you
mostly
said,
silence.
And then Luca said, I'll go north.
Okay, yes. So Luca, you're going to go into the north room. Okay. You go into the north room and you realize, this is a massage room. Bottles of perfume are stirred under a table to set the natural light to a stained glass window on the wall. And there is a young human woman there. Ah, greetings. Hello. I'm Camilla. Would you care for a massage?
That would be lovely. I was going to inquire about the baths, but there's nobody out front.
Ah, yes. The attendant must be busy with something. I can take your fee for use of the baths if you would like, or as I said, if you would like a massage. I do offer many services.
I'll certainly consider those once I've gotten myself clean, I feel.
Certainly. It's 1 gold for use of the bath.
Very well. I hand over a gold.
There are towels out front and cubicles in which you may place your clothing.
Did I spot the cubicles on the way in?
Yes, there are sort of little, like... like those cubic shelving things?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sort of built into the walls.
Right. Okay, I get what you mean there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'm probably going to have a bath now.
Okay. Yeah, you can. So there's 2 unoccupied baths. They've got the 4 sets of cold and hot water.
I'll be getting the southern one, nice and hot.
Okay.
As I come about past Ladle, I'm going to go, there's a nice lady in there called Camilla. Apparently the attendant's out for something at the moment, but she can do fees for baths, and if you want to mess her, she's up for it. And then I go and get in the bath.
Can I stick my head in the south door then? As you know what's
okay. Yeah, going north. This one also appears to be a massage room. However, instead of a lady, there is a young human gentleman. Ah, hello. My name is Jabaz. Can I help you?
Hello there. We were just having a look at this fine establishment. It's come highly recommended. And I was coming to see the nature of the business and how much it costs.
Well,
and we're not to offer any guild discounts at all.
No, currently guild discounts are in effect. It's 1 gold for use of the baths. We have myself and Camilla, my colleague, do offer massage services of various kinds for various fees. Obviously, it's your preference as to whose company you'd prefer.
Of course. Is there anything about this guy come across as being disingenuous or shady or
no? Anything? No, I mean, if you want to make me a... Hold on, let me figure out which...
Insight, probably?
Yeah, insight was probably the best one to try and sort of read a person.
Given Ladle's gone in this room, I would also be with her, so I will also make a roll with my fantastic -1. 4.
I got 16.
He seems pretty genuine. He's a professional, doing his job.
And there's nothing shady at all.
Nothing from him. No vibe from him or anything he's saying is shady.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I'll certainly take that upon consideration. How much was the massage?
Well, a standard massage is 10 gold. There are additional services involving aromatherapy or various forms of contact.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. In that case, I will probably head back out to the garden and have a bit of an earwig of the conversation of the gentlemen that are using the bath at the north.
Okay. Yeah, because there is a window sort of nearby. Yeah. Okay. That would be a perception check for that.
Nope. 5.
You can't really hear them. It's a fairly solid window. And they're not talking very loudly. There's a general murmur of conversation between them.
Yeah.
Miss Crane.
Where is... I guess... Pardon?
Miss Crane, I believe we're looking for a secret door, are we not?
Indeed.
Can I ask a question, then? I'm not from this plane. Is it customary to look for them in the bath?
No, I think it might just be...
I'm very confused.
We're trying to be discreet.
Uh-huh. But we seem to also be taking a bath.
That's what you do in a bathhouse. It's good that someone is, so we don't look too suspicious.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
Did you say you'd already checked the statues?
Yes, the statues are definitely not the entrance to the secret doors.
Given they mentioned, I have written down on the garden, so I think Marie is just probably just looking around the garden in general, seeing if there's anything at like any doors hidden behind bushes or anything.
Okay. Make me a perception roll.
Yeah, she can't afford a bath. Well, okay. Well, maybe she can.
Certainly can't afford a massage. Fucking hell.
No. Massages are expensive. That is a grand total of 12.
No, you don't find any secret doors hidden under, between, or behind bushes.
Cool. So that's what she's been up to while other people are talking to masseuses and taking baths.
Salik, what are you up to?
Do the stained glass windows depict anything?
Well, they appear to... they're sort of like sea patterns, you guess? Sort of things that look a bit like waves and sort of very sort of aquamarine-y type colours. They don't seem to be depicting any specific scenes of any kind.
Okay. In which case, probably just kind of loitering in the walled garden, just to kind of see what's going to happen.
Is there anywhere that I can possibly hide or tuck myself away?
I mean, in the garden, there are bushes, so you could... If you wanted, you could try and hide in the bushes.
Somewhere that I've got a view of most of the garden, preferably, just to...
I mean, yeah, given it's L-shaped, that's a little tricky. One where you'd be sort of... If you went down at like the bottom left, you wouldn't really be able to see sort of the top right where the entrance to and from the actual bathhouse building is. But likewise, if you go up into the top right, you won't really be able to see the bottom left and the main entrance into the garden from the street. So it's sort of a pick your poison.
What's in the bottom right? Corey, is that a bench?
That's sort of a curved bench around a fountain.
Okay. I'm wondering if we need to wait until after hours. I'll be talking to Guariel as he's hovering.
No, I can't currently hover. I'm back in my metal armor. But if you need me to hover, I can change.
I think currently everyone's outside.
No,
it's at the height. She's in the bath.
Yeah. I'm behind having a lovely bubbly bath while the rest of us are outside going, should we watch this place till dark? Yes, and then we break in. He's like, doop, 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 playing with the duckies.
whilst I am in there, I will be keeping an ear open.
Please do. We've got nothing here.
But I am definitely having a bath on the whole premise of my being there being having a bath.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make me a perception check.
Let's see. Oh, I have some in that.
Good.
22.
That'll do it.
I got a 19 on the dice.
Okay, so you do hear what the guys in the other bath are saying. They just seem to be talking about the Elturel stuff. Unsurprisingly, it's very much the talk of the town, and sort of how annoying the gates being shut up. It's really affecting their business, and so on and so forth. You then also notice someone comes out of the north room. It's not Camilla, though. It's another attendant lady. Different lady, different hair colour, for one thing. Yeah. And that's interesting, because you definitely didn't see anyone in that room other than Camilla. And you didn't see anyone else go into that room after you went in there.
Did I see, like, a door or anything?
No.
Okay, so as far as I'm concerned from that initial interaction, that's a box, and more came out than was in there.
Yes.
Okay. Description of the person who came out?
She's dressed the same sort of way as Camilla, in sort of fairly nondescript-ish, slightly alluringly cut robes. Hang on a moment.
Nondescript, but alluringly cut robes. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Race, hair, facial features?
Human, sort of reddish-brown hair. Reasonably attractive. I mean, she's human, you're a cat, so... That's a whole question, but...
You'd like her to stroke you and give you food?
I'm a cat. That's just sort of universally true.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I'd like most people to stroke me and give me food. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Talk to a cat right there.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
Your cat is training you well.
Yes, she is.
Are they leaving, or do they just come out and futz about doing stuff around the place?
They seem to be sort of futzing about. You get the feeling this is the attendant that was mentioned earlier. She's just searching you. She looks at you and then sort of just nods to herself. Presumably Camilla told her that you'd paid her, so she's all fine. She's just sort of making sure there's enough towels and looking, make sure no one's left anything in any of the cubicles, and just generally doing attendant-y stuff.
Okay. Seems to be the attendant. No, where how he could have gotten him there in the first place. All right. So, I mean, I'll be keeping an eye on everyone else whilst I'm bathing. I'm assuming outside deep tactical discussions are happening. So, all the yield for now.
So, tonight we watch the place, and then tomorrow we go for a bath? Is that the plan?
I think it might be worth us finding somewhere to wait until after dark in the premises and then see who comes and goes. Maybe there should be more activity after dark. While it's open, it seems to be a bathhouse.
Okay. Can you breathe water?
No.
Can you fold yourself down into a 1-foot cube?
No.
We may find it difficult to hide inside the bathhouse.
There's a nice hedge over there.
I see. You didn't mean literally inside the bathhouse. Fair enough.
No, I'm gathering literal is how we should continue our discussions. Can I go and find Salik and Miri? What about today?
They're in the garden as well.
Yeah, so. Nearby, okay. In the garden.
Yeah. So I pop down to them and just relay what we found. That is, doesn't seem to be anything suspicious in the bathhouse. Amber Hyde's having a bath. I think the whole time this place is open, it's a bathhouse. I don't think we're going to see anything suspicious while we're here. While it's open.
So what do you want to do? Should we tell Amber Hyde that we don't think there's anything suspicious? Or are we going to go away and come back later? Or wait here for something to be suspicious.
I think I'm going to have to go get Amberhide.
If we go away, we should probably tell Amberhide before we do.
Yes. I'll go and get Amberhide.
How big
Amber
are the...
Amberhide has found the body brushes, and it's an exquisite experience.
How big are the buildings around this building? About the same size, maybe some taller, because this is only one story.
There's a two-story building to the right. The one to the left is one story as well. The one across the street from it is also two-story.
So if I was on the top of that two-story building, I'd be able to see into this garden, right?
Yes.
Guario's just going to point. We could watch from up there.
You could watch from up there. I'm going to watch from one of the bushes.
How far away is the roof of that building, Blooded?
Well, it's two stories, and so the one-story building here is said to be about 20 feet, so it would be 40 feet?
So a full-round movement to get down to where Layla was hiding, if I had to.
Yes, that sounds about right.
If I was flying. Considerably faster if I just stepped off the roof.
Yes, but then there's full damage.
There is full damage, but...
And that's what, an extra d6 after every 5 feet?
I think it's actually... I thought it was every 10 feet.
Every 10 feet, but I think it's a d10. But my hit dice are also d10. I'd take that action.
You can get back in here quickly if you need to. I cannot.
Yes. The issue is that if you're in here, then really I should also be in here. I am not exactly stealthy.
How about we come to an agreement that I stay hidden if anything happens until you get back?
Fair enough. Sadiq, you and I presume, can be up on the top of that building watching. How good are you at seeing in darkness? Because I can't do that.
I believe I have dark vision. Hang on. 120 feet.
Okay. So if you and I sit on the top of that building, then you can see everything that's happening in this garden.
Yes.
And you can tell me if I need to come into this garden and, how to put this, cause a fracas?
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay, in which case I'm going to change into my lighter armor. I'm going to disappear behind a bush and very slowly start taking the metal armor off and putting the leather armor on, god damn it.
At this point, we've been out here for a while, so I feel like Miri's maybe sort of peeking in the doorway to go, is anyone going, what the fuck are these people doing standing around outside?
So no, glance not really.
Them. Okay.
Well,
there's another lady you hadn't seen before. Well, actually, you hadn't seen any. You didn't go to either of the rooms, so you don't know. There's a lady walking around. There's still the three guys in the bath chatting. The Amberhide's having a bath, and she seems to be very happy with the brush he's found.
I'll leave him to do it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, probably.
I'm gonna pop in and let Amberhide know what we're planning on doing. So I'll go over to him and say, sorry to disturb your bath, Mr. Amberhide. Are you nearly done?
Maybe another half hour tops.
Half an hour? Oh, I guess you have a lot of fur.
It is a pain to keep clean, which is why I like to do this every so often. This is an excellent opportunity, isn't it?
I see, yes, indeed. Do I notice the extra person wandering around the bathhouse?
You do. Yes, there is a lady. But you only went in the south room, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, but only having looked in the top one first and seen there was only one person in there.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you've not seen this lady before, and she wasn't in either of the rooms. So that's a bit weird.
And she didn't come through the front door because we were all outside in the garden to work out what we were doing.
Yeah, so you know she didn't come in from the outside in the garden. So, but she wasn't in any of the rooms. And she wasn't in the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, she can breathe underwater or fold herself into a tiny cube.
Hmm.
Okay, Amberhide, where did that lady come from?
Hmm?
Oh, where did the extra person come from?
She came out from the room with Camilla in. not too long ago.
I see. And was indeed. She in there when you went in there? Because I didn't see her.
I said indeed, because this conversation should probably stop right about now before they start climbing on.
I'm talking very quietly. You're splashing a lot. I'm creeping to
conversation
and anyway, crouching down.
but no, she wasn't there.
Okay.
And now she is. What a conundrum.
I don't suppose you could cause a distraction for me that could possibly draw the other lady out from the other room so I could have a quick look around in there?
Not without getting us all chucked out. And I'm not sure that they'd overlook the new people.
I see.
The other guys seem to be regulars, though, but not terribly. They're all talking about the Elder Elf stuff.
Okay. Play along. I stand up and I head up to the north room.
The north room, okay.
And I tap on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady in there, isn't there?
Yes, Krumila.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry to bother you. My friend who's using your facilities, he had a quick question about the services that you offered. And I kind of gesture over my shoulder at him, as in like...
I see. Yes, of course, I will happily have a word with the gentleman. And she heads out and heads over to Amberhide.
I sneak my butt into that room and have a look around.
Okay, make me a perception check.
Perception or stealth? I don't want her to see me go in.
If you don't want her to... Okay, give me a stealth check first. If you're wanting to be, like, ultra sneaky, have her not realize you're still in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, she heads off.
While she's heading towards Amberhide, yeah.
I want to have a look around while she's being distracted by...
Okay, yeah, so make a stealth roll for the stealth part of it.
That is a 23.
Yes, she has absolutely zero idea.
Yep, okay.
She is too busy focusing on Cat.
Thank God to get the hair out of the plug.
Yes.
I'm 2 meters tall. There's a lot of cat to look at.
Okay. Now make me a perception check.
I rolled a 2.
Okay.
That means I get
you
one.
A reroll?
No,
I think
it's
only when
one.
I get a 1. I get 1 okay. in total, but I rolled a 2. So,
okay.
I have got investigation, which is a lot better than my perception.
Okay, you can give me an investigation roll.
I investigate.
Okay.
That's a lot better. That's a 15.
Okay, so you have a look around and you sort of notice that along the north wall of the building, of this room, there are sort of slight scuff marks in the top left corner. And as you sort of feel around on the wall, there's a click on as you press in on one of the bricks, and the section of the wall just slides aside.
Finally. Okay.
Yes.
I click it back and sneak back out to let everyone know what I found.
Okay. Amberhide, there is a nice lady who has apparently been told that you are interested in what services she offers. She gives you a quite exhaustive list.
And I will be asking for a priceless stroll if they have one to hand.
Well, some of these services are...
those are going to be off the books, but...
Yes, yeah. Those are secret menu options.
Okay.
You get the impression that... she's intrigued. there aren't that many tabaxi in Baldur's Gate, after all.
Dear me.
Oh, wow. Dear. I'm having flashbacks. To what?
Sleight of hand.
There is a callback, yes, that I was almost waiting for.
Listeners of the cult, I'm afraid that you won't actually know what that is, because that's from a game we played before we started recording. Sorry.
Yeah, but there is a reason that Loka is sensitive to use of the word exotic in a certain tone.
Oh, gods, yes, him.
Yes,
Carruthers.
Yes, him.
Oily tick.
That's not the one I was referring to, but yes, no, I can see why that would be a problem.
Yes.
Exotic.
Very close.
Yeah.
Not quite.
It's been a long way, a long time since
I know, that character. And that's my best armor.
Time heals most wounds.
No, time means that he can't do the exact same line again. Regardless,
I'm going to do the head nod towards the door as I go past that behind my way out.
No, get the fuck out of the bath.
And I'm going to basically, I'm going to keep that very tightly in mind. Not today, but maybe some other time. Thank you very much for letting me know, though.
By all means, please do feel free to drop in any time. And she makes her way back to the room. None the wiser.
Yeah, I'm going to finish up, towel off, put my rope back on, and head outside.
By the time you get outside, Guariel is wearing studded leather armor and is going, where has she gone? What do you mean she went inside? I was only gone 5 minutes. There she is.
Did say it was going to be a nightmare to... I was going to say babysit bodyguard.
Amber Hyde will only get out of the building a couple of minutes later.
As a person who once bodyguarded Nikolai, I already know what Ladle is like.
I kind of do a slight head wave towards the bottom end of the garden away from the door, just so that we can have a slightly more private conversation.
Uh-huh. I stay the big bag of metal armor on Cryocon and then head on over there.
Yeah. Once they're all gathered down at the bottom of the garden, I'll say, I've found the door.
Guariel looks at the door.
It's in the massage room at the back in the corner. You push your foot there. The secret door opens.
Oh, gosh. Are we going to have to pay for a massage to get in there?
Not if we can draw the masseuse out first, although I am wondering if now's a good time to do it or if we should maybe wait until later when the bathhouse is closed.
Amber Hyde rocks up at this point, looking amazing.
Well, the bath was certainly worth its money.
Absolutely. I have been waiting ages to get a proper bath. Oh, yeah, I assume that we've already pointed out that the clandestine entrance is in the northern massage room.
Yep.
Excellent. Did you find anything for sure whilst you were in there?
How to open it.
Ooh. Is it quiet, at least?
I would say so.
It was fairly discreet, yeah. It didn't make a particularly loud sound.
That's good.
I think we're going to find it hard to get all of us in there at once while this place is open. So perhaps we wait until it's closed and do the thing that we said.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm putting the armor back on.
I don't laugh in character. I just smile.
Would go down well.
Sorry, say again.
I don't think asking for a group massage would go down well.
I'm just not sure we'd all fit.
Some of us are quite short and flexible.
I think if we head off.
There's only 6 squares in that room, and one of them has to be the masseuse.
True.
I think if we head off, so it looks like we were just waiting for our friend to have his bath, and we find somewhere to wait so we don't look suspicious because we were just waiting for our friend to have his bath. And then once the place is closed, we come in and sneak in and break in. Go into the secret basement.
Good plan. Let's do that. I'm just going to grab Cryocon and just start leaving. Cryocon, I'm going to need you to sort of sit in a corner somewhere and just stay there for a little bit and come join me in a little while when I whistle you. And oh my God, these human-type prime material people are weird! Sorry, Cryocon, you didn't need to hear that. Plus, you're a wolf, so you don't understand what I'm saying. But I'm glad you're here to listen to me. And then I'm going to find somewhere nice for Cryocon to just sort of sit And then I'm going to fly up and sit on that fucking roof where I said I was going to be and wait for Salik, probably like this, with my arms crossed and a bemused cross look on his face.
Oh, dear.
Well, if we're waiting around for a bit, should we go and have a drink?
I could do with one right now.
I'm actually going to find somewhere to wait in the garden, just in case I see anyone coming to or from. But if you guys would like to wait somewhere with eyes on the main entrance from outside, and then hopefully between us with the aerial coverage as well, we will get a full picture of who's entering and leaving the bathhouse.
Are there any sort of nearby taverns or anything we wandered past?
There is sort of a tavern sort of across and one building down.
All right, we can go there.
I'm going to tuck myself away in the hedge that is on the inside of the L at the bottom.
Right, in the bottom so in left.
In the vertical side of the L.
Mm-hmm.
You got hedge, door, hedge.
Yeah.
I'll be in the bottom hedge.
The bottom hedge of the two. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to hide in there. Okay, can you make me a stealth roll, please?
Yes. 18.
Okay, so you are 18 in there. Okay. You tuck yourself away in there, and you wait.
And I stick my head out and just wave up at Gweryl so he doesn't panic that I've vanished again, and then tuck myself back in.
Okay. Yeah.
This was the plan. I knew this was the plan. Salik, yeah. Are you up with me?
Once everyone else has decided what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
I will join you on the roof.
Have you noticed, Salik, that the more terrestrial folk never look up?
It is a problem for them.
Hmm. I guess we wait.
So you wait. You see the three guys leave. Some other people come. Then they go. It gets dark. Around about midnight it seems when this place closes, the lights go off. Jabaz, you see, leave. The Camilla leaves. The other lady, whose name you never got, leaves. Yes. Yep. The garden is quiet. There is no one there.
Do they lock up?
They do seem to lock up, yes. The door is barred and the main gate is locked. And it looks like they've locked the bathhouse door as well.
Okay. And there's no one else in the garden? There's no one else around?
Nope, there is no one in the garden.
Okay, I will poodle down to the entrance to the garden and have a go at the lock.
Okay, make a roll.
What roll is it for lock picking?
For lock picking, I think it's its own skill.
Lock picking is sleight of hand, I believe.
Oh, sleight of hand, yeah.
Sleight of hand plus proficiency bonus if you're proficient with thieves' tools. And you have them.
I have got the tools, yeah. Let me just find out. Thieves' tools. Lets you add your proficiency bonus to any ability checks you make to disarm traps or open locks. And my proficiency bonus is
plus two.
Two, yeah. So sleight of hand plus proficiency bonus plus d20.
Yep.
26.
Fucking hell.
Yep, that lock opens easily. Nice, smooth, quiet, no damage to the lock. No one will ever know it was reopened.
Yep, I stick my head out and I just kind of wave at them to come in.
At this point, I can't see her. So I'm I'm relying on Salik to tell me when we've got to go.
Salik, yeah, you see I come out of her hiding place and unlock the door gate and stick her head out and signal to the other two outside.
Salik has been very bored and has been giving you a running commentary of quite a lot of things that have been going on. So when he gets to the... Oh, and Ladle's just unpicked the lock.
Excellent.
You're probably ready to leave quickly.
Excellent. Let's go. And Gwario just steps off the edge. And then starts flying about at the level the wall is and just flies over the wall and drops into the garden.
Very Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Question. How far away are we from the gate?
You were just like the next building down across the street, so.
Yeah, we were keeping an eye out, so we'll see.
Is that 60 feet or less? Because that's what I've got dark vision for. And if she's in the dark and she's waving, I won't be able to see it unless she's within 60 feet.
She is within 60 feet.
Okay, cool. I will nudge Miri. Like,
oh, Miri is also noticed.
There's our cue.
Yes. Yeah. We will go over.
Once they're in, I just push the door back closed, but I don't lock it. I just push it so it doesn't fall back open. And then I make my way over to the other door at the entrance to the bathhouse, and I have a go at that as well.
Cryocon came in with Miri and Thingy.
Leggy Wolf.
16 plus 8.
24.
24 to pick the bathhouse door.
Okay. Yeah, you open the bathhouse door. No problem. Well, you say no problem. There is a slight problem as you open the door. There are three people in here.
Oh, buggery.
So they seem to be three women, you'd guess. They're sort of dressed all in black. Their faces are covered. They have knives.
Okay.
As the door swings open, they turn and look at you. I think we might all need to be rolling for initiative, please.
I'm going first.
Okay, let me just get the D20 roller up.
Initiative, you say?
Initiative, I say, yes.
I got a natural 20, so...
18.
Yeah, no. Okay, so... Okay, so let's see. So, let me open the text file. Right, so Gwariel is on... Actually,
22.
22, okay. Gwariel. Then it was 21, 20, 19, 18 is... Yep. Ambhide, and also the Nightblades are in at 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12,
yes. 11, 12.
12, Salik, 11, 10, 9.
11. Sorry, I was on mute. 11.
Ladle.
I'm on 9.
Okay, yeah, 9 for Miri.
That's it. That's everyone. Loka.
I believe. Loka, what are you?
18.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, 5 guys and the Nightblade. Okay. Gwariel, you are up first.
So we've opened the door, and there's these three dodgy looking people with knives out. I glance down at Ladle and just go, permission to murder? She nods. I charge the nearest one.
Okay.
I'm going to move up to the closest one and hit her very hard with the sword.
Okay, so...
I'm going to move up to the nearest one and flail wildly with a sword and probably miss with a 12.
So what was that?
12.
12. They just sort of jinx out of the way of your blade. They seem fairly nimble.
But I am now up in their face.
Yeah, you are. Ambhide, you're up next.
I would have been sticking close to Ladle by the door, so I should be able to reach them. The closest one has been taken by Wariel, so I'll go for the next closest one.
Okay, so you can have number 2.
quarterstaff to face.
Mm-hmm.
No. I can't remember if the system has fumbling.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. No, not really.
In which case, that natural one is just a 7.
Yeah, you whiff.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Right, so that's the Nightblades are up. So the first one is tussling with Guariel. They will take a stab at you with their dagger. They get a mighty... That's not helpful. That doesn't tell me what the thing is. Oh, for God's sakes. Sorry, bear with me just a second. The thing that I thought I had was absolutely not useful. Plus 4 to hit. So 14.
That misses. Bounces off the shield.
Okay. The second one is up on Amberhide. They get a more respectable 17.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so dagger, it's 1d4 plus 2, and they do you 5 damage.
Okie doke.
The third one will go at... Who do you think would be the furthest through the door out of Salik, Ladle, or Mary?
Well, I was the one who unlocks the door, so...
Right.
I kind of pushed it open. So I would have been... They would have had to push past me to get in.
Yeah. So I think, Ladle, you would probably be the nearest target, unfortunately. So number 3 is going to run up and take a slice at you.
Would either of us get an attack of opportunity as they go past?
No, but it doesn't matter because they rolled a 1, so they completely missed.
I ain't too sneaky and small.
And yeah, they're not used to fighting halflings, clearly. Salik, you're up. There's one on top of... There's one going at Ladle, and then the other ones are dealing with Guariel and Amberhide, respectively.
I shall go for the one on Ladle.
Okay.
I guess battle axe to the face.
Good plan.
Ooh. That would be a 16.
Yeah, you hit. Do me a damage roll, please.
Oh, I didn't get the D8 out. Hang on. That is a total of 5 slashing damage.
Okay. So, yeah, you do 5 damage to that one. Okay. Ladle, there's one in front of you. It took a rather inexpert slice and then got whacked with a battle axe.
I have a bonus action to dash, disengage, or hide. So okay. I can get away from him without being attacked.
Okay, yep. You can use that. Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. It's once per round, just a bonus action. Mm-hmm. My level 2. Woohoo! Cunning action.
Okay.
So I will do that to disengage from combat and mm-hmm. scuttle further into the bathhouse. And then when I'm at ranged distance, if you disengage, do you run as well or do you just kind of go,
can
you move if you disengage?
You get to make a movement action without drawing an attack of opportunity.
Okay, brilliant. So can I get to the edge of the north bathtub?
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
But the west side of it, so I can kind of tuck down behind it and blow pipe.
So, right, northern bath, west side. Yes, I see where you're the far side. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and they'll still be in range of me, yeah?
Remember, there is no side to this bath because they're sunk into the floor.
Oh, yeah. In that case, are the baths full?
Yes.
No, the baths are empty.
Oh, okay, really? In that case, I just jump into the tub.
This place has everything.
I'll just jump into the tub then and duck down and then poof over the top.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so which are you shooting at number 3, the one who was going at you and is now currently engaged with Salik? Or do you want to go with one of the other ones?
They're in combat with them, aren't they? So I will get my attack of my sneak attack.
You will get sneak attack, yes.
Yeah, so I'll go for the one that just very rudely tried to hit me.
Okay, for number 3. Okay.
So that's D20 plus 4 plus 2. 13 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Oh, groovy. And then it's 5 plus D6, isn't it? Yeah, because I get an extra D6, so.
Yeah, you get the extra D6 from sneak attack.
10.
Okay, yeah. There's a splat sound as your blowpipe dart tears a hole in their throat and they go down spurting blood onto the floor. So one of the three is down. Mary, you'll go.
Well, this looks like a bit of a problem, and one of them has just cut Amberhide. So, Sacred Flame.
Okay, at the one fighting Amberhide?
Yes.
Okay, make the roll.
I don't roll. They need to succeed on a dex saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage.
Okay, what's the difficulty on the dex roll again?
That's my stats. What is my stats? My stats says 13.
Okay. Yeah, they got a natural 20 on that, so...
yeah, they're fine.
Light cannot penetrate the dark. Those of you who... yeah, well, actually, you can all reasonably see in this. There's enough light to see by. Yes, someone comes out of the north massage room at the far end. It is a... Bear with me just a second here. It is a... a figure carrying a flail, it looks like. They turn and look at you. Let me just figure out where they're going to be in the initiative order. They get a... they are quite juicy there. They are... Right, so they're going on 20, so they're going after Guariel, but before everyone else. Lovely fellow, who is a necromite of Merkel.
Well, he's down on my initiative call as Flail Prick.
Totally fair. Let me just copy and paste this into my...
Cultist 4 question mark, Flail exclamation mark.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. Basically, wherever you find us, please review us. You can talk to us at thecultsofdandice.net, thecultsofdandice@gmail.com, or thecultsofdandice.bsky.com. Yeah, that's basically it. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Why am I waving?